What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 17th day of May. Hope you guys are having a wonderful weekend despite the weather. And also a thank you from me and Sam and Noel for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. So thank you. Again, I really don't know where to start with him because I got two questions for our next guest, and that's Terrell, who's a family member, of course. So I'll save him until we get past the pleasantries because his job, his second job or third job, is about to start. See, school's about to end, right? Which means he's going to have youngins running around.
Mellow.
And well, I won't say Sayla so much because she's getting up there and she's probably working. You know,
she got stuff going on.
She got stuff going on. But Mellow is now running free. Which means
Maybe not.
He's going to be playing some sports, but Daddy's got to be a little bit more focused on the young one, right? So he's got another little job as we welcome Terrell Thomas in here. These Urban Times, and of course we talk basketball with him. It's still a little bit of a heightened awareness when summer hits, right? Because you got Mello running around, correct?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Good morning. Yes, it is, but it'll be slightly different this year because he'll be playing travel baseball now. He made a new team, and, you know, the schedule is vigorous when it comes to the travel of baseball and such. So he'll have a lot more order, and his schedule will be kind of packed this summer as well.
And which means a lot less in the bank account if he's doing travel ball. But we won't spend much time on that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how much of that will you be able to go along with, Terrell?
I'm still trying to work that out. That's something I do have a lot of vacation time in June, thank goodness. So we'll have a few things that he has some tournaments in South Carolina. And he has tournaments in Destin, Florida next month. And I'll be able to attend those. So we'll make it work. And some parents on the teams where, you know, sometimes they'll take Melo, sometimes I'll take their kids. So we'll make it work because, again, that schedule is certainly different. It's almost like he's playing for the Phillies or the Braves, man. So we'll find a way to make it work.
Notice that we put that team first.
Yeah.
You notice what he did there? He did that, huh? Well, let me bring it back a little bit here. Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, joining Sam and Greg. While we're kind of interested in what you have to say about the playoffs, this is where you popped into my mind this past week. And it was not what happened at the top, and that's been discussed ad nauseum with Dallas in the draft, and even San Antonio. But I was really wondering, Sam, what does that number three team, which is his team, Philadelphia, do with that pick, given the craziness that surrounds that organization right now? Because you already got questions. What are we going to do with Embiid? What are we going to do with some of these other players? I'm just saying, you popped into my mind, Terrell. So you as a Philadelphia fan, and that being your hometown, what's the thought about what to do with that third pick?
Me personally, I was thinking that they would have to go after the young man, Ace Bailey. I think he would fit into the system extremely well. I think when you get past Cooper Flagg, there's not really that quote-unquote generational talent, but I do think that Ace Bailey would be able to have an immediate impact with the team. But I've also been hearing from some of my folks up that way that the Sixers are also open to shopping that pick and packaging it with some other picks to kind of bring in a veteran, i.e. a Kevin Durant or something to that effect, who will have more of an immediate impact.
Y'all want him?
So I think it'll be interesting. I think those two, their games are extremely similar as well. I think Ace Bailey, he will have some time to be a talent like Kevin Durant, but I think they have a very similar game, similar sizes. The shooting forms are pretty much the same. Ace Bailey has already been known to be a great scorer. I think there are other areas in his game in which he can improve and add on, but bringing a guy like Kevin Durant wouldn't be too bad either. So I think they're gonna go in one of those two directions, in that direction of either taking Bailey with that third pick, packaging it up with some other picks to go and get a superstar.
We'll see what's happening, folks. Spending time on the WaitFor.com hotline this morning with Terrell Thomas. And he is social. Always find him at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. Well, you know, Philadelphia's a team that's from up the East Coast sitting on the sideline. Now, there's another team from up the East Coast that's going to be sitting on the sideline. We're going to have a new champion, we found out this season after what happened with the Knicks. Talk about what we're looking forward to with the series that's going to come up with Indiana and New York. I'm really going to be looking at the personalities and the people we're going to get to see. It seems like the people are come out of the wood with the Knicks fans who've been hiding for years are like out, right?
I'm not a Knicks fan, of course, but it is always great to see when the Knicks are doing well. Because as you just mentioned, you see folks coming out the woodworks. You have New York natives that's talking an abundance of trash about how great this Knicks team is or how great that franchise is. So I've enjoyed that throughout these playoffs so far. But I'm taken back to the days because I'm old enough to remember Spike Lee talking trash to Reggie Miller talking trash to Spike Lee, and just the rivalry in which the Knicks and the Pacers have had in the past. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the matchup of Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson. I think Halliburton is a phenomenal player. It's funny to me that so many people look at him as being overrated. I think he's kind of used this postseason to kind of prove some of those doubters wrong. And I think we've seen how he's grown being around some of the league superstars in the Olympics last summer. But I'm really looking forward to that matchup. And I think it's something that has the potential to go seven games.
You know, it's funny. He wears that like a badge. He should continue to wear that like a badge of honor.
Yep.
Much like, because it reminds me of when Barkley was getting it. Round mound to rebound. All that sort of, you know, about how fat he was. Until he got to Moses Malone, and Moses showed him how to lose weight and become a player. But he used that. He embraced that logo, round mound to rebound.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Halliburton is embracing it. And what better place to dispel all that than Madison Square Garden if he goes and takes it to the Knicks?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I completely agree there. I completely agree.
But you have that situation. You have what's going on out here in the East. But I talked to we were talking to Noel earlier and asking, you got two guys vying for the face of the league playing out there in the West. But she put it more like Ant-Man has got it, and he's going to do what he wants to do with it. And SGA is trying to get people to remember, say, listen, I'm here too, but I know I got to get to this next level, and I haven't gotten there yet.
You got to get past Denver.
Exactly. So there's still a little bit of work to do with SGA, and But these two, like I said, they're vying for what's next. What are your thoughts on those two and where they are right now in this league?
Yeah, I would have to agree with Noel completely. Ant-Man, to me, is the runner-up to be the next face of the league as everything settles and it moves forward. And I think he embraces it well. I love his competitive nature. Again, we saw some of that with him in the Olympics, and we've seen it with Minnesota over the last two seasons. This is their second year, of course, going to the Western Conference Final. And there's been some changes there. Last year it was with Carl Anthony Towns, who ironically still is there with the Knicks now. And this year is with Julius Randle after they had that trade over the summertime. So the consistent piece has been Anthony Edwards. I know, you know, you've spoken very highly of the Oklahoma City Thunder this year, so I've kept an eye on them, and I've been wanting to see if they're ready to take that next step. I think tomorrow's game will prove a lot, because the Joker, man, what more can you say about that guy? He'll be a little shorthanded if Aaron Gordon isn't able to play with that hamstring injury. But Oklahoma City is looking to take that leap as a team in which Minnesota and Anthony Edwards is already taking. So I think regardless of who wins the MVP, if it's the Joker or if it's SGA, I do believe that Anthony Edwards is the upcoming face of the NBA.
Definitely that for sure. You know, as we watch and see what happens in these playoffs. You know, the one thing you mentioned about New York, and the one thing that as I watch them, you know, ascend, and it reminds me of that our team was right there neck and neck with them, it seemed like, just several years ago. And it brings us back to where we are right now here in Atlanta. So, I look at this New York Knicks team, and it's great and all well for New York, but I can't help thinking, why ain't we right there side by side with these guys? And what has happened with them and what has happened here? And how do we reclaim that? You know, that's the biggest thing that's watching these playoffs has made me think.
Well, we got to look at one thing I tip my cap on for the Knicks has been the roster construction and their roster reconstruction. As I just mentioned, having a gentleman like Carl Anthony Towns, he's an all-star. I don't know if he's at that superstar level yet, but he's certainly an all-star. Jalen Brunson, I think, is right on that perimeter of is he a superstar or is he an all-star? Then you have very adequate role players when you look at OG, when you look at Josh Hart. I like how they've built that roster to fit one another out there in New York. And that's something that we need to do. We need a superstar alongside, or at least a legitimate all-star alongside Trae Young. And then I think we'll be able to see some of the pieces of which we have picked up in the draft over the last few years when you look at Double O, when you look at gentlemen like that, when you look at Zach, who could potentially be a rising star in this league. I think if we get one more all-star or superstar to really go along with our role players, we would see an instant jump from the Hawks. So I think that's the biggest thing that's missing. The Knicks identified a weakness. They went and attacked it, bringing over Carl Anthony Towns, and now they're in a position in which they haven't been in over 20, 25 years. I think that's what our Hawks are missing right now. They have to find a legitimate all-star to be a running mate with Trae Young if they really want to take that next leap and see the potential for my role players also elevate.
That is Terrell Thomas. He's joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. A few weeks ago, I said out loud what a lot of people may have thought about but weren't comfortable saying out loud. Now it is a part of the regular conversation with the NBA and when you talk about movement. And where do you think Giannis will end up? Or who's going to give up the farm to get him? Because it's got to be a back and forth between them and Milwaukee.
I mean, you know, when the talks about a trade came out, I thought of you guys instantly, because I know there have been a few times over the last few years when you've asked me about potential running mates for Trae Young, who would it be? And Giannis has been a guy that I've been saying for some time. So I believe that the Hawks have some pieces. They have some young talent. He has already mentioned that if he is traded, he would love to stay on the East Coast. I don't know if that means Toronto or New York, but hey, the Hawks are also, you know, we're not far from the East Coast. We're Eastern Conference team.
He just don't want to mess with them young bloods out on the West. He don't want to mess with them guys out West, but go ahead.
I would take every opportunity to dive in to see if there's any way to get Giannis down here with Trae Young. I think that pairing right there, they still might need a few pieces to be a championship contender, but oh man, I think it would be an instant opportunity for them to be a top three seed in the Eastern Conference and maybe a championship contender. I just see it as being a perfect fit. So if I'm the Hawks, I'm going after Giannis this summer. And outside of Trae Young, anyone and everyone would be available if you ask me.
Including the defensive player of the year?
I don't know. We can't hang on.
Anyone and everyone. They might not want to get him up, but Milwaukee's going to ask for something, you know, something back in return outside of draft picks. So I could see something where I would hate to see Dyson go. I really would. And I like how that young man fits in our backcourt. But if I'm Milwaukee, I'm asking for Jalen. I'm asking for Dyson. I'm asking for some picks. I might get greedy and ask for Zach, too. Because Giannis, I mean, hey, he's an MVP. He's a champion. He's a defensive player of the year. So you're getting a lot with this gentleman. And that franchise will have to be in restart mode, of course. So I wouldn't be asking for pennies if I'm them. I would at least make the attempt. So I wouldn't be surprised, but I know. I wouldn't want Dyson to go. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do to make it to that next level.
Yeah, that ain't all they're going to ask for. They're going to want Mary Mac's Tea Room. They're going to want Magic City. They're going to want Peachtree Plaza. I'll throw that in there. Then maybe we can talk.
Right?
They're going to want all of that. Hey, Terrell, tell the kids we said hello. Tell them their uncles said hello.
Yeah.
And you have a wonderful weekend, buddy.
No, I certainly will. Great talking with you guys. Great talking with Noel. Have a great weekend. Look forward to talking to y'all soon.
There you go. That is Terrell Thomas. He's Urban Times. Check him out. And guess what? Money is flying through the air. And I'm telling you, I have rarely pushed you toward the casting call list harder than I am today, because the first breakdown on there, there's four different roles they're trying to fill, and it is big money. You make some nice money there when you do a regular casting call. If they make you take your clothes off, you get a little bit more.
Hey.
But this is they do. If they ask you to get in a bikini or lay by the pool, which they do, or men to whatever.
Yeah.
But this one, they're not asking you to do something crazy. They're just paying a lot of money for it. And I will tell you about that commercial and the other job opportunities up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.